Aloha.
Shout out Pearl Harbor, by the way.
Welcome. We're back from theballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. This is episode number 587 of the show. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you. We love you. If you'd like to call us, you can. 949-464-TBLS 8257 is the voicemail line. Additionally, you can always send us an email, mailbag at theballerlifestyle.com. Also, subscribe to our Patreon. Somebody just messaged me. Hold on. Nate. Hold on a second here. Old Nate, I'm going to read what you said because I want to know if this is anybody else's experience. Oh, no. No, hold on. I almost closed the window I'm recording on. This is all to read something that doesn't matter. Hold on. What'd he say? Notifications. I'm going to tell you right now because somebody's saying the Patreon's fucking up again, and I don't think it is. But maybe it's fucking up for more people. I can't find his fucking message. Community. Hold on. Here we go. I'm going to tell you right now. No, never mind. Direct messages. Here it is. Now I'll tell you. Yo, B, the Patreon RSS feed hasn't been updating for a month, so me can't access new episodes. Not sure what's up, but what's up? Is it fucked up again? Guys, let me know. Normally, I would hear from certain people, like, you know, they know who they are. So if I haven't heard from them, I assume it's working fine. I didn't change anything, but you know how sometimes shit gets changed when you don't mean to change it. I don't know. Let me know if the Patreon's working okay. Patreon.com. You can always listen on the Patreon app and watch. You can watch the video. Patreon.com/TheBallerLifestylePodcast is the name. And we would appreciate it if you subscribed. It's $5 a month. We're building back up to where we were on Red Circle. I believe we're about 2/3 of the way back to our patronage that we had on Red Circle. So we appreciate that. We appreciate you guys being a part of the show. I'm joined now, as always, by the great Ed Daly. Ed, how are you, buddy?
Mostly okay, but I'm in a bit of a bad place right now.
Tell me.
And I texted you about it like an hour or two ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What happened?
And I knew this is, you know, I knew he was going to fuck up my beloved James Bond franchise. Oh,
yeah. No, I forgot about this.
But Jeff Bezos is trying to put his plastic looking wife as one of the Bond girls Stitch. Now. And
she looks like Stitch.
Like,
yeah,
I want everyone to be proud of their significant other. But there's a level in what you need to receive to be a Bond girl. Like it's Fonka Jansen. It's like you have to be on a different level. Halle Berry, whatever. Like.
Right.
You're. What was she, the weather girl or something? Like,
no,
she's great for Jeff Bezos. He's a little guy who looks like a thumb. Like, great for him.
Yes. Oh, but, yeah, that's a real score.
She's not a Bond girl. And, like, I haven't seen her act, but
yes.
I don't feel great about the possibility of her acting in one of these movies.
No, has she ever acted in anything? Hold on, let's look it up.
I know about her, yes, is you said she pronounced Glendale Glendolly.
Glendolly, which is a little bit like Gardenia, like Glendolly.
Yeah,
Gardenia. I believe she also once said that that Pete Sampras was the best player of his ERA. So,
oh, no.
Stuff like that.
When I listened to the audiobook of the Bo Jackson book,
yeah,
the guy who reading it clearly didn't know sports.
Yeah.
And so it would be like, oh, he went 1-for-3 with a home run and
no, stop.
3 RBI. Stop. And he would say, he went 1-3 and stop. One stop. Home run. Like, he would say 1-3. And I was like, it's 1-for-3. Anyone who's paid attention to baseball, like, yeah. you would not say he's 1-3. He's 1-for-3. Like,
and also, it's not just the reader. Like, they give this to a guy to read, that's right. But then there's, somebody there's produces a guy it
in the studio.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Producer.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you got to redo that.
Yeah, 1-3, 1-for-3. That's a problem. Okay, let's look up Lauren Sanchez's IMDb. Okay, Lauren, aka Stitch. She looks like Stitch. Look. Oh, you know what she's done in movies, Ed?
Played a weather girl?
Yes, she's been a newscaster. Oh, she was on NCIS as Agent Sanchez one time. Well, I think she might have been fucking the guy that she was on that show.
We had to have her name, too. Oh, if we call her Agent Smith, she won't respond. We have to say Agent Sanchez.
You got
to
give her regular name. You know what she is? She's one of these chicks that just knows how to marry rich guys. I don't know how they like, cause look, she's attractive. You know, she's letting things get a little bit away from her these days, but there's lots of hot chicks in the world that don't marry 4 different rich guys. Like, it's just like, right. They just know how to do it. It's quite a skill. And I'm not in any way saying this to demean her. I think it's impressive. That said, I mean, James, like, I know Bond's gone to Amazon. Does that mean, so the people that I went to a party at their house one time, the people that own James Bond, they no longer own James Bond? Yeah, the Broccoli's. I went to a party once at the Broccoli's house, and they had a pretty nice house in Beverly Hills. And I'm like, oh, and somebody's like, these people own James Bond. And I'm like, what? Nobody owns James Bond. And they're like, yeah, this is Broccoli. Barbara Broccoli's house. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, how's that a name, first of all? And how does somebody named Broccoli own James Bond? But the Broccoli sold it to Amazon? Like,
Dad, Cubby Broccoli.
Yeah, Cubby. Look, the Broccoli's. But wait, you're telling me, Ed, that the kid that delivers my ball powder is also manages James Bond? Like, James Bond is the same guy that brings me my gold bond and drops it off on the, oh my God, I just unplugged my light with my foot. Hold on.
So.
Yes.
I have a buddy who I had dinner with tonight.
Cubby Broccoli? Oh, do you have a few? Are you playing hurt here?
I don't
here?
Want to get him. Nah.
Are you a little juiced on the show? Ed, it's okay. Take us through your drinks. What kind of drinks do we have tonight? Tell me. Couple beers?
Two light beers.
Two light beers?
Yeah.
It's summertime.
I'm a professional.
You knew you had to talk later. Okay, fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't want to get him into trouble, but he is somehow related in the business to
the Broccoli's.
To the whole James Bond franchise.
Really?
We're discussing it tonight.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, so he knows.
And so what happened was that Amazon bought MGM and all their properties.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and
you're boring me here. You got to get, whoa, this is fucking, we're really in the weeds with this, Ed. Okay, go on. Tell me.
But they owned, I think they had distribution of James Bond, something like that.
Yeah.
But they didn't have the rights to be like, we're making James Bond movies.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So
yeah.
There was a, and then.
The power play.
Barbara Broccoli
was
a bit disparaging over the parent company because she still held the, like, we give the green light to the movie and the director. You have access to our old movies.
Right.
And she was calling Bezos the grocer. She's saying the grocer is going to make James Bond now.
See?
And so.
See? I love that about her. They're British.
He had to pay.
Yeah.
I think they're American.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But.
Uh-huh.
But they're calling him the grocer and it drove him nuts.
Yeah.
And he paid up. Like, he paid like, all right, I'll give you $1.5 billion to get rid of you people.
He fucking.
Whatever it was. It was like, it was over $1 billion. But, like, he already owned the old movies, but, like, to control the franchise,
yeah,
he's like, I will give everything. And it it's a signal of how disgusting the wealth disparity is, that like, now I'm thinking, yeah, he wanted to get rid of her, but also he's thinking, I need to make my soon to be wife a Bond girl.
For
him, $1.5 billion, that's a rounding error for this dude.
Yeah.
That's how disgusting it is.
Yeah, it is disgusting, but it is kind of funny when these guys get suckered into a fucking ego purchase, because it's so easy to do to these dipshits. They're so fucking weak that
she was calling him the grocer.
Yeah, the grocer.
And that was just driving the price up, I'm sure.
That's so fucking funny. I love that.
She's like, he's like, I own all the distribution, but I can't have a say in the franchise.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then she's belittling him when everybody kisses his ass.
Yeah.
And she's already crazy wealthy. And so she was calling him the gross.
She's wealthier now. That means that the people that I know, you know, that's going to trickle down to the people that I know. Like, that's like, I mean, they're already probably doing okay, you know, with their mom owns James Bond.
The Broccoli's.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But it's like, whoa, now they're really doing it.
Yeah.
No, I feel for you, Ed. Look, I haven't seen a James Bond since that one where Daniel Craig's balls got shot.
These are all great.
Yeah. Oh. What's the one with Quantum of Solace? No. Casino Royale.
When he got
Skyfall.
Casino Royale, when Skyfall, I've watched that movie 30 times. I love that movie. Casino Royale, they cut the whole out of Mads Mikkelsen.
Yes.
And hitting him with the.
Seen that. With yeah. The, Mads the Mikkelsen. Knock. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's great. Good. It's good. Yeah. And look, these are great movies, but they're going to fuck it up. He's putting Lauren Sanchez, Stitch. I mean, look, it might be cute if she's a fucking newscaster and they're saying the words wrong, because as far as I can tell, look, here's uncredited. Okay. Here's another one. Newscaster, news anchor one, reporter, news reporter, short, Olivia, TV anchor, something, Layla. Days of Our Lives, CC Chavez. I guarantee you that's a newscaster.
You sure that's not Lilo and Stitch?
Yeah, Lilo and Stitch. Yeah, she plays both Lilo and Stitch.
Maybe.
NCIS, Agent Sanchez, Gotham Tonight, yeah. Lydia Phil and Jerry. Get the fuck out of here.
Nah.
Look, you get entertainment or anchor number one, news anchor, blah, blah, blah.
I'm fine if they cut to her and she's like, an incident at the Capitol.
Sure.
Like, fine.
Yes.
You can do that. But, like, if she's going to have, like, a major role, it's going to be a problem.
It's a huge problem. And I'm not with it. I'm not with it at all. Ed,
if for some reason she ends up running off with her James Bond co-star. That would be amazing.
She takes
half of Bezos' money and runs off with the co-star. That would be great.
That would
be worth fucking up a movie.
Here's a problem. Hold on a second. Let me just look something up here. Let me just quickly just look up a very important detail. Okay. So currently, as it stands today, Jeff Bezos' net worth in 2025 is $236.1 billion. So unless she stars in a movie in which the co-star has $236.1 billion, then she's not running away with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, but downgrade.
But in downgrade.
Hey, yeah.
If you could take, like,
Elin
Nordegarden or whatever.
Yes.
She Elin is not going to be with someone. Not going to be with someone as rich as Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
But if she could take a huge chunk of that and then not have to be with someone with a dead tooth, a zero personality.
I agree with you.
If she's like, I don't have to be with a guy who looks like a thumb and I take several hundred billion of, or a hundred billion of my own, that's an upgrade. That's not a downgrade.
I agree. I agree with you. I'm just saying, based on past performance,
she's always looking for the bigger bang.
Her last husband owned CAA. Like that's, you know, like this.
And somehow she found him.
There's like 20 richer guys in the world than her last husband. Her last husband was so fucking rich, and yet somehow she found a fucking richer guy to get married to. So I'm just saying.
She must do a number with her mouth.
She does.
But
she does.
I will say she is a PSA. Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, she walked into money, but like, women, you are beautiful.
Yes, you're perfect.
At every age.
Oh, yeah.
I get, you know, you have to dye your hair or whatever, sure. Like whatever, make yourself feel better. But sure. Like, I'm seeing this Lauren Sanchez certain pictures.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't like the direction this is going.
Yes.
I don't like the direction it's going.
I agree with you. Ed, we got to do some RIP, but I wanted to tell you.
Yeah.
That you know we do the podcast here, but I got a regular gig, and at my regular gig, we're always looking to hire people. And you know what?
Okay.
It's not that easy. We're looking for people. It's like searching for a needle in a haystack, trying to find that one person. There's way too many resumes coming in, and there's just not enough candidates with the right experience.
Right. You're finding maybe a bunch of candidates, but like they're for the wrong job altogether.
That's right. And that's why, Ed, we started using ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter.
Of course.
They find amazing candidates for you fast. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/audio. Right after posting your job, ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology starts showing you qualified people for that job. Ditch the other hiring sites and let ZipRecruiter find what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack. 4 out of 5 employers, my bad, who post on ZipRecruiter get quality candidates within the first day. Try it for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/audio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/audio. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/audio. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Ed, let's talk about...
Let's talk about ZipRecruiter.
Oh, tell me. Yes?
That when I was in my Wall Street days...
Tell me about ZipRecruiter, yeah.
My sister had a friend who was looking for work, and we needed an intern.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, all right, we'll give him a shot. And immediately,
oh, yeah,
the dude was a disaster. Oh, right. And everybody called him Tall Dumb. And then people like, hey, are you the one who brought in Tall Dumb? Yeah. And it's like, yeah, I guess that was my fault.
Yeah. And you own Tall Dumb.
We didn't use ZipRecruiter. So I just wanted to like put a little cherry on top.
Yes.
For our...
If you had known, ZipRecruiter probably didn't exist back then, or just wasn't the industry leader that it is now. Right. If you had had ZipRecruiter, you wouldn't have got saddled with Tall Dumb. That's tall for dumb. Sure. Okay, let's talk about people who died.
Just tell us what's that now. Who is that now? Who died? Who died? It's a sad segment.
Very sad.
And it will not be an update on who's alive.
Nope.
Let's get a tragic update.
Tragic update.
Cause Ed Daily has been keeping up on who just died.
Yep.
Cause we're about to hear from Ed on which celebrities are dead. So tell me who died.
Ed, tell me. Who died? Who died this week?
Before I do have a movie recommendation,
don't
I watched that movie Weapons.
Never heard
of
it.
It's the horror movie, and it's fucking, like, I'm scared of horror movies, and this movie was fucking, like, hair standing up. It was great, though. It was really good. It's the chick from Ozark, the blonde curly-haired chick.
Oh, Ruth. Julia Garner
and Josh Brolin.
Josh Brolin, man, he works a lot.
Career.
Yeah, he's really good looking. Okay,
highly recommend.
We'll check it out. Weapons, based on Ed's recommendation.
Yeah.
Okay. Who maybe died. Somebody got killed with weapons this week? Ed, who died?
This guy, thankfully, lasted a long time when it didn't seem like he would. Jim Lovell, RIP, Apollo 13 commander, 97.
Yeah.
He had to use like duct tape and paper towel rolls to get home.
Houston, we have a problem. This is it. Yeah. They were up there and some shit exploded. I'll be honest. I'm going to be real fucking honest with you. Apollo 13, which was shot just right over here in Tustin, California at the blimp hangars, one of which has since burned down under suspicious circumstances. Oh. I've never seen it. It's Ron Howard.
Like, you could watch it today.
Yeah.
It's got Kevin Bacon.
Yeah. It's got the other guy we like who died.
Gary Sinise is in there. He didn't die.
No. The other guy, Chet.
Oh yeah. Paxton. Bill.
Bill Paxton. Fuck. I'm so bad at names, Ed. Mindy Kaling. But, I can't do them.
But that's a great crew.
Yeah, I know. I wish I should have seen it.
And
yeah.
Of course, he puts Clint Howard in Mission Control, that's a little distracting.
That's great. Well, that face, you know, Gentle Ben, you know, it's a tough look.
It's not Gentle Ben anymore, is it?
Remember we had both Gentle Ben and Flipper? This is you got to be of a certain generation to know this. There was a TV show where a kid who happened to be Ron Howard's brother, his best friend was a fucking black bear. A literal, not a heavy set black man, an actual, he lived.
This wasn't a nickname given by Mark Twain. This was an actual black bear.
Yes.
This is a problem.
He lived out in the woods somewhere with his dad and he had a bear that lived with him. Also, there was a other show where a family of dudes, no mom, of course, there's never a mom. The mom's always dead, whatever. Moms are bummers. You know, they don't want everybody to be bummed out by a mom.
TV writers couldn't write for women. So they're like, well, kill the mom. That's one less
killer
problem.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. The Bonanza, no mom. The mom's always dead.
Right.
And this, my three sons.
Back in the day, childbirth was it.
It's true. That's why they had so many kids. Yeah. You'd have 16, 17 kids. A few of them would die. Yeah. Then you'd bleed out in birth. And then your homely sister would be awarded to your husband after you die. You know, it's like, don't worry.
You saw that show, The Nick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How did anyone survive any surgery ever?
They were inventing surgery, Ed. And that was not even that long ago. That was like 100 years ago.
100 years ago, I know. Yeah. It's madness.
They were,
and when you see the death tolls from wars back in the day, it almost always was like infection. It wasn't like a bullet through the brain.
Yes.
It was like, he got sick and then he got bit by a mosquito and we tried to cut off his arm and then, something went wrong.
They had no antibiotics. George Washington probably had strep throat and they brought in a bleeder because at the time they're like, oh, the solution is having less blood in your body. And so they brought in
treated him like a maple syrup tree and they just stuck.
They would put a bowl you're like, oh, you're sick. Just put a bowl by his bed and tap a vein. And they've just fucking bled George Washington to death because he had
sore throat.
Let him out. What were we talking about? Oh, somebody who died. Oh, yeah. The spaceman.
Jim Lovell almost died in space 60 years ago. He was in his 30s probably when that happened. Made it to 97.
Ed,
great run.
Ed, my 10-year-old Subaru has like 50 times the computing power in it that whatever spaceship had.
Sure. They were like people doing math problems back in Houston, being like, let's try this. And you're like, what? And like the movie, I saw it in the mid 90s, but like they like were saying, okay, I know you have duct tape up there. Put this over here and do this. It was crazy.
Yeah.
And he landed He entered the atmosphere and got.
Didn't burn up. Yeah. Crazy.
And wild. I believe Kevin Bacon's character was sick, so he couldn't even help. He was like very sick.
Sick? Like he had the shits?
I think he had like a fever. He was like running a 102, 103. And so they're like, all right, you're no use.
You should be allowed to kill the guy. Like, sorry, we got
to
slice your throat.
You just open the hatch.
Yeah.
And then he's just telling.
Float him out there. Why not? That'd be a great idea. Yes. Who else?
slightly less famous person, RIP, Lena Bina, adult film star, 24 years old.
Ed. Ed.
She's the Amelia Bedelia of porn actresses.
I don't, look, I have to take credit for this one because I sent this to you. I'm completely ignorant of all porno ladies these days. I'm not. Yeah. If you need to know who the top porno ladies are, you got to tune in to Baller Lifestyle,
which is from like,
yeah. And supposedly she only did like a couple pornos. I'm told that the Baller Lifestyle podcast after show keeps you abreast of all things happening with porno ladies. I don't know any porno ladies, but I saw this lady. Oh, I'm going to unplug the light again with my foot. Lena Bina. Like, how's that? What are you doing? What are you doing with the naming? Right. Lena Bina.
She's also a very clever housekeeper in children's books. Lena Bina.
Yes. RIP. 24 years old. I'm sure natural causes got her. It's no fentanyl involved.
It was just her time.
Yes.
Just her time.
Very sad.
RIP Kelly Mack. She's a Walking Dead actress. I only watched a season of that. I'm not sure.
It's the same thing.
Only 33 years old.
Yeah.
Glioma of the central nervous system. Something with the spine. Like a meningitis type. No, I don't know. Glioma.
It attacks you. Yeah, no.
Awful. 33.
Yeah.
Horrible shame.
Look, this Walking Dead, it's the fucking same thing every time. And same with Ozark. Like, you're just talking about that Ozark chick. It's like, hey, yeah, the cartels are going to murder us, right, if they don't get their money. How about we do something else to double cross the cartels or someone else? Oh, we're saved. Oh, no, the cartels want to murder us again. What do we do? Maybe we double cross them again. I think that's a great idea. It's like, enough already. Do something else.
Fully agreed.
Yeah.
I stuck it out, but if that show went one more season, sure, I was bailing.
Yes. Yeah.
That was my feeling on Game of Thrones. Like,
yeah, you were smart about Game of Thrones.
It's such a good feeling to bail on a show.
Yeah.
I stuck it out with
Succession.
Ozark and Succession. But like, I gotta tell you, I always feel better when I do bail.
I dipped.
Like, there was, yeah, what's the show where everybody disappeared and then there were like ladies in white smoking all the time?
Oh, fuck that show. And I dipped on that one too. What was that called? It was called,
I bailed on that show.
Not The Departed. It was on HBO. It had Justin Theroux, who's got The Leftovers.
The Leftovers.
Who I hate, yeah.
The Leftovers was that Paul Giamatti movie. I don't know.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
my buddy was trying to talk me into how great the final season was. And I was like, I bailed like 3 seasons ago, and I feel great bailing on the angry smoking ladies.
I watched that show. I watched the whole first season. Not one fucking thing happened on that the season of that show. And then
I think I made it into 2 episodes of season 2.
I made it like halfway through season 2 because I happened to be married to somebody that was watching it. And I was like, I'm not watching this bullshit anymore. I watched halfway through season 2. And then friend of the show, Fadoz, was like, oh man, you should have stuck it out. Got really good right after that. No. Oh, a season and a half into it? I'm supposed to be warmed up by 11 episodes? I need shit happening 5 minutes into the first episode or I'm fucking out of there. I can't.
Yeah, I'm very happy I left Walking Dead when I did.
Yeah.
But RIP Kelly Mack. Awful way to go.
I dipped on Concession as well. Yes, very sad Kelly Mack. I hope she got that bag being on Walking Dead. It's a very popular show. What's his name? That little guy? Oh, Norman Reedus.
He bagged the hot like German chick.
Diane Kruger.
Yes.
He's
all squirrely looking. I think he's protected against predators, right?
He's got very
a bit of a Jimbo Fisher.
He's got very good peripheral vision. I have terrible peripheral vision because I've been looking this whole time to play a very important song.
How fucking rich is this guy? I can't figure it out. I guess I'll try. Is he worth a billion or maybe just a million? How fucking rich is this guy?
Ed, Norman Reedus, he's married to that Diane Kruger with the beautiful feet. She's German American actress. She was
part of the reason I saw Troy in the movie theater.
Never saw. I didn't even know she was in Troy. Yes. Though I only know her from the one thing. Yeah.
It was Brad Pitt and her and somebody else. Oh, but gorgeous. Yeah, she was in Inglourious Basterds.
How fucking rich do you she's married to Norman Reedus. She was with that very handsome Pacey before that. Josh Jackson.
What's the Glenn Close movie where she's the crazy affair?
We reviewed it here. It's got her. It's got Michael Douglas. Fatal Attraction.
They did. I a think show it was of Showtime it? Did a Fatal Attraction show, and it was, Pacey and yes. Lizzie Kaplan was the crazy. Her.
Oh, she would play Glenn. I bet you she showed Glenn her tits. She'll show her tits and everything. And I love it.
What's her name? Oh my God. The whole nine yards. Amanda Peet was the wife.
Also will show her tits. She's got beautiful little titties Amanda Peet. Beautiful. I love little titties like that.
But they did a good TV adaptation starring those three. Pacey. Lizzie Kaplan.
I would love it. And look, we're getting off here, but we reviewed, I don't know what episode it was, and I'm not going to look it up because then we'll just go on another tangent. We reviewed Fatal Attraction here, and I had never seen it before.
It was great.
100% worth the hype as a movie. It was a fucking amazing movie. She's so good in that movie. I always joke, I have a running joke. I'm like, you know how much cocaine producers were doing in the 80s? They tried to make Glenn Close a sex symbol. She is so good in that movie. That movie is so fucking good. It's like, so few things live up to the hype.
How many movies have we done where we're trying to revisit our childhood or we heard big hype and then we see it? That movie really is great 40 years later.
Yes, totally agree. Okay, I'm just going to tell you that because celebrity net worth is fucking us. It says Norman Reedus is worth $40 million. He makes 20-something a year. You're not worth two years of what you make. Get the fuck out of here.
But all I have heard about basic cable is it doesn't pay. Low-level Netflix, Hulu shows.
Yes.
Has he done anything but Walking Dead?
No, but Walking Dead for 10 years was by far the most watched show on cable. It's the biggest show.
Really?
Yes, it was huge. And now I think he's got a spin-off.
And when I watched, it was very ensemble.
Yes.
Like John Bernthal and all these guys.
Yes.
But it just became the Norman Reedus show, I guess.
Yeah, it was the guy from,
Ginge from Love Actually.
The Love Actually guy with the signs that tries to Sancho his lady, Keira Knightley in that one. Jay Stu's got a big problem with that. He didn't like that one bit.
He was 18 at the time.
Yes, a little too young, I agree. But he's worth way more than that. Maybe he's got a couple messy divorces in his past. Whatever. He rides motorcycles. He seems to have a very good life. Norman Reedus.
But R.I.P. Kelly Mack.
That's right. Kelly Mack.
R.I.P. Alfie Wise, actor from Cannonball Run and other Burt Reynolds movies, 82 years old. If you saw him and you've seen a Burt Reynolds movie, you know him. He's just a guy.
He's
not Dom DeLuise.
Yep. But he's also a guy.
He's in that kind of rotation.
Yes, 100%.
Then we got a bunch of people who are related to famous people.
Kinda weird.
Brandon Blackstock, RIP, Kelly Clarkson's ex, 48 years old, melanoma.
That's skin cancer.
Private battle with melanoma.
Yeah.
Who would know if he had a public battle? Brandon Blackstock? Listen. I have to go to the dermatologist soon. Very fair skin.
Yeah.
Melanoma's no joke.
Yeah.
I get it.
Sure.
But why was the headline private battle?
Also, all I'm seeing is that she's real broken up about it. But 2 years ago, I was seeing he was fucking her in the divorce because he was her manager or something too. So he just got fucked and she was pissed because she's got a zillion dollars. And she's like, he's like, I'm going to need half that zillion. And she was pissed about it. Look, hey, one for the guys, Brandon Blackstock. Love you, man.
R.I.P.
Thanks, buddy. R.I.P. But I guess she gets it back, or her kids, whatever. They got kids.
It just goes to the kids.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Jane Etta Pitt, Brad's mom, 84 years old.
Yeah.
Man. She produced a gorgeous human being.
She really did. Do you think her dying wish, do you think she was like, if only I could have got a piece of that? She's like, I'm the one woman in the world that couldn't get a piece of that. He was so fucking hot. You know, how'd I make something? You know, Brad Pitt has a brother who's not hot. How are you, Brad?
What's his name?
Aston Kutcher. But they're
Kutcher.
Yeah. But
surely he doesn't look like Kutcher's.
No, I don't think it's that bad. I don't think it's that bad. But Brad Pitt, there was something special in the sauce that day. Just like, how does that come out of you? You know, it's insane.
That Jane Etta Pitt chemistry set, like just produced dynamite.
Yes. R.I.P. Jane Etta Pitt.
And you know what? Like, there's two moves when a guy brings his mom to the Oscars.
Yeah.
It's one because
he's a homosexual.
He's like Kevin Spacey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or Brad Pitt. Shit. It's like, you know what? I'm just taking a night off. I want to give my mom a nice night, and I want to take a night off from being bastard for sex every moment of the day. And like, he took Jane Etta Pitt to some award shows because he's like, look, I didn't get it going to CVS. I just need like a night off and give mom a good time.
Yeah. And then it's like you put your mom in the limo and you're like, you're like, you do this? Like Travis Rogers does when there's beer nearby. Then you go, do I feel like a Scarlett Johansson tonight or a Jessica Alba? Because I brought my mom. Like, I'm not saddled here.
Right. Yeah. He's just going to pick someone else's wife off.
Salma Hayek. Doesn't matter.
He's thinking, who do I take down at the Vanity Fair party? Exactly. Mom after the show.
Exactly.
Mom, this guy will take you wherever you want.
That's right. Elton John's tickling the ivories over here, and I'm gonna score myself a starlet. I need a starlet tonight. Yeah. You know, there's a few I haven't had yet. I got to check them off the list. Yeah.
R.I.P. Joanna Carson, Johnny Carson's third wife, 93 years old. How many times did he cheat on her?
A thousand, a million. He was fucking Angie Dickinson. Like this guy.
Like,
needed it. Yeah.
Alice, Gladys, and Mary. Who are three women I'm fucking tonight?
Karnak. Very we're so fucking old. Like, half the audience is like, what are they talking about?
What are you talking about? Yeah, I know. I was thinking of Karnak just now, and it just, but like, Johnny was famously like always partying with his guy, what, Jilly? Was that, or no, that was Sinatra's guy, was Jilly.
Oh, yeah, Jilly, yeah. Freddie DeCordova, the producer?
Yeah, Freddie DeCordova.
Yeah.
And they were just hitting every, we're going to Moon Shadows tonight, Freddie. And that,
What a Johnny time. Because there was no internet back then.
No. He was just fucking his way in and out of tragedy and divorce. Yeah. And like, he was a notorious, the only thing I would know about him was National Enquirer when I was with my mom at the supermarket. And you'd be like, Johnny spotted here on a yacht with this woman. Like, he was a known cocksmish. And then
the king. Man was the king.
Very sad end to our segment.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Shigetoshi Katari and Hiromasa Urakawa, both Japanese boxers on the same card, both 28, both died of brain injuries from the same night. What
are they doing
going
in Japan?
On with the Japanes?
Yeah.
Like,
who's, they had Richard Steele in the, was Richard Steele the referee? Like,
did they tell them not to lace it up? Like, Bush's fight?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, let these guys figure it out. Okay. Let's not stop this thing too early. We got a couple dollars. Are they still doing 15 rounders? I thought 15 rounders was supposed to solve this, you know?
Yeah.
Very sad.
This makes me think maybe they were doing Jack Johnson, like bare knuckle till the end of time.
Well, you know what it is, Ed? It's the weight cutting. These guys cut so much weight. Dehydrate, right? That's how you cut weight. You dehydrate. You drain your body of all the water. And then when you rehydrate, you don't rehydrate the brain. The brain is in fluid. that protects it from the skull. Yes. Yeah. And you're boom, boom, boom.
Jackrabbit punches.
It's bouncing around in there.
Sato, yes. And you're fucked.
Yeah. Very sad.
Okay. R.I.P.
Let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I might have owned Troy on DVD.
Never even seen Troy. I did when I was Kruger. I was giving away when I was moving recently. I was giving away stuff, you know. And then I like came across this bin in my garage. Oh, my air conditioning just came on. I hope you can't hear that. I came across this bin in my garage, and it was a bunch of DVDs, and it was like the Godfather trilogy, the fucking Dirty Harry collection. No Country for Old Men, Big Lebowski, you know, it was all these classics and all these classic movies. And I'm like a lot of like I got real into concert movies, you know, so I had like Queen live from Wembley Stadium, oh, Metallica, like on all these fucking cool concert DVDs. And I'm like, I don't even have a DVD player. Like, what am I going to do with these DVDs? And then I'm like, but look, if you looked at this collection of DVDs, you'd be like, I need to fuck this guy, you know, like this guy, how's this guy not inside of my vagina right now? Cause he's so amazing. Look at this taste. He's got this great taste. I want to fuck him.
Impeccable.
Yes. Impeccable taste. That's right. And so then I pretended like that wasn't the reason. I took a picture of it. I put on my Insta story and I'm like, oh yeah, look how fuckable I am with all these great DVDs. And I would say 20 people all made the exact same joke. Where's Troy? I don't see Troy. Everyone thought they're real clever. Is Troy in there somewhere? Everybody thought they just made that up. And they're like, where's Troy? Right. No, I'll be honest. I didn't even think of it.
Meanwhile.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm the only person who's seen Troy, yeah, but never not seen on Troy. DVD. I saw it in the theater.
I never seen Troy. I think Guru Stu might have seen Troy. Either way, I would see Troy. I'll see Troy.
You should not. It's like 3 hours.
Is that
boring.
The one with Eric Bana? Eric Banana? Yeah,
I think it's Bana, yeah. Pitt, Kruger, yeah. Like beautiful people around gorgeous. The board, yeah. And it's boring.
Yeah.
It's and it should too be long. Fighting and shit, and yeah. It's just boring.
You know, I want people, look. Gladiator, because this is all on the heels of Gladiator. This Troy, right. And the Alexander, they're all trying to
paint, and that was another shitty version, yeah. Of Gladiator.
Gladiator was great. People were fucking getting stabbed left and right in Gladiator. Like this, not yeah, it's war
coming at you.
Yes, yeah, the fucking ships, you know, whatever. It's amazing. Ed, what's going on? What happened this week in this game of sports?
So sports,
yeah.
Pretty dull right now. It's the worst stretch of sports
really
because
yeah.
The only thing we have right now is baseball, and like ESPN's making a big deal of what's happening now because they have to react to the Yankees and Dodgers not being so good right now. But there's still so much time left. Like it doesn't matter.
I don't watch SportsCenter. I assume that every night they're leading with the return of Max Muncy because that's all I care about. That's the only sports story I care about. And Max Muncy got his fucking knee. He's my favorite player. He got his knee fucking turned the other direction a month ago. And you're like, oh, that's it for, we're never going to hear the name Max Muncy again. What's that?
Did he get out of the lead?
Yeah, he got, yes, he did, but because he's so resilient, he's a Texan, he's a believer in the Lord, his knee just bent, but didn't break, and now he's back, and he's fucking mashing again, so that's all I care, I assume that's leading SportsCenter every night. You're saying there might be something else?
The biggest story in sports for the last couple of weeks has been flying dildos at WNBA games. We've done this.
Oh yeah,
and sadly,
yeah,
it might be Crypto Bros that they're claiming responsibility for the dildos thrown at the games because they're trying to.
It's a shit
coin.
So are they all green? All the dildos are green because that would.
But then there was a purple one the other night, and you can bet on the color. Crypto bros just sap the fun out of everything, including America.
Yeah, it does ruin things because it was beautiful.
Like, it was
so much fun.
It was like, a dildo fell. Listen, all we heard about was Caitlin Clark, and then she got injured. And so nobody pre Caitlin Clark, and since she got injured, nobody would care about these games. And then it's like, was there a dildo thrown at the game tonight?
That's
what there was. Yeah. Every other night there would be a dildo.
Yeah.
And now we're finding out like crypto bros are behind it.
Yeah.
Which just takes the fun part. Cause like they're not cool. Crypto bros aren't cool guys.
They're not. They're incels. Ed? They're involuntarily celibate. Yeah.
They're getting their pound of flesh on the society that ignored them when they were losers in school.
Yeah, they're all fucking jerking off to their coins or what. I don't even know what it is. You know, like I don't know what it is, but you know what I do like? I like a sex toy being thrown on the floor of a sporting event.
I love it when they threw it into the end zone at a Bills game.
Great.
In the playoffs.
Yes.
It was great.
It's really fun. And I saw one of the dildo throwers is like being charged with assault or something because touched somebody.
Assault anyone.
No. Like we need, if he's got to go, unless he's a crypto bro, then he's fine. But we should probably help him out with his defense because this will not stand. We don't want anybody going down for assault for doing the joyous act of making, bringing some attention to the sport of WNBA ladies basketball. You know, no one was talking about it before the dildos.
Caitlin Clark's not playing.
Viral marketing.
But they're in the news because of dildos.
Yes, I agree with you. I love it.
Deion Sanders' son, Shiloh, presented him with Shiloh's first ever game-worn number 28 Buccaneers jersey.
Pretty nice.
He played a preseason game. That was birthday gift, like, Dad, I'd like to give this to you. Deion rejected it and told him to keep it until he produced more on the field. So Shiloh had to give it to his mom, Pilar.
Can he sell it and use it for the therapy that he definitely needs because of what a shitty dad he has?
My God. Shiloh was undrafted. The prize son, Shador, was barely drafted.
Yeah.
And Shiloh was undrafted.
Yeah.
The preseason game-worn jersey might be he has.
That's it. You know, it's hard to catch on with these teams, especially at that position. You know?
And like, it's not like there's a European league he can play in. Like, this is it.
CFL.
You can play in CFL, maybe.
Yeah. That other thing, AHL.
Yeah, the Rock League.
Yeah, the Rocks League, XFL.
But there's not many jobs, and so he got to wear the Buccaneers jersey.
It's a great jersey, and that wasn't the creamsicle one. They never wear those.
No, that's a great jersey.
Yeah,
this is probably that weird pewter one.
Yeah, it's ugly. The Tom Brady one. Now, also, isn't this Shiloh the one that owns $10 million to the school security guard that he tuned up?
when he was
phone.
He was 15 and the story came out and you're like, you got tuned up by a freshman.
Yeah, and then he was in high school and then he never went to court for it. Where the fuck was his dad for that? Because he has a judgment against him for $10 million now.
Yeah.
Like, where was the fatherly guidance then? Huh? Like, you're like, hey, fuck you with your jersey and also fuck you with court. And like, hey, what are you doing, guy? You're coaching him up. You're getting your toes removed.
He should be selling that jersey, not giving it to his shitty dad.
I agree with you. Look, he was a great player. Don't get me wrong. But the bloom is off the Deion Sanders rose, right? Like, like he flew too close to the sun. He's like, hey, watch me go fuck shit up. You know, I was at Jackson State tearing it up. And then he's like, watch me go to the University of Colorado and do my thing. And guess what? Despite the fact that Telly's his number one booster out there rooting on the Buffs, he didn't get it done. You know, it's kind of sad.
Kill him.
Yeah. Okay.
RIP Mariano Rivera's Achilles. He tore it during Old Timers Day.
Yeah.
It was just shagging a fly.
Yeah.
I wonder if his good buddy Donald Trump will be wishing him well.
As far as Mariano's, he's Panamanian. He's a big Trump guy.
You know. He's the wrong color, yeah, you would think. But yeah, yeah. He's a Big MAGA guy. But
he is. That's crazy.
A friend of a friend is an orthopedic surgeon, yeah, and he was saying pickleball has been the biggest boon of his career.
Yeah, I've heard.
Boon to his career.
Yeah.
And old timers day. Oh, like, yeah. Rivera hasn't played baseball in 15 years.
No.
And he's trying to feel like there's just, you got to know your body. At some point, you can't do those things.
No.
And he wasn't even doing anything crazy. There's a video going out there. He just like plants his leg to like move up to catch it. And you just see it. When you tear the Achilles, it's like someone shot you in the Achilles. You just.
Yeah. It snaps and then your calf creeps up your leg because there's nothing holding your calf to your ankle anymore, which has to be the grossest feeling ever.
I
didn't know Mariano Rivera had like tendons and muscle and anything and sinew. I thought he was just all bones. Like he's a fucking skeleton.
Creepy looking. He was a creepy looking dude.
He really was. Very sad.
And he always was a gross spitter. Like everybody spits in baseball. Like this, but he would have the little white thing on his lip and it would drive me nuts.
I hate that. Also, besides not having any ability at all, I don't think I could ever have been any kind of athlete because I can't spit properly. I've never learned. I don't know. I can't do it. I don't seem to know how to spit. And when I run or walk or I do, you know, physical activity, I tend to have the urge to purge myself of saliva while I'm out there. And I spit like such a wimp. Like I watch these hockey guys do it. And these hockey guys are like, they're just like ding, 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 ding. Just like doing target practice with their spit.
I do something gross.
Tell me.
When it's like when I'm riding my bike in the winterish, you know, like cold weather time, and I get a little bit of a cold going.
Yeah.
Oh, I do the snot rocket in the.
Oh, I do that.
I do that in like.
Oh, yeah.
So very I always freeing. Do it.
Yeah.
I ride next to the river. I always do it towards the river.
Oh, nice.
Not into a sidewalk where someone's going to see that.
How good does that feel? It's the best feeling.
But it feels great. It feels great.
Yeah, you got to clear it out. And you're out there, you're doing physical activity. You're in the cold air, so you're making more snot, you know? And you just got, what are you going to do? Stop the Cannondale, get out a tissue, you know? Oh, just with the tissue. And you know what? I do the tissue and I got this beautiful mustache. Then I got snot in my mustache from the tissue. So you know what I do instead? I just, you hold one side with the middle and you go, ding! Boom. And you just fire that, and you're completely clean. Like nothing, there's no remnants. Spitter,
but I can do it.
I'm with you. I do that all the time. Love it.
Wrestler John Cena says hair transplant changed the course of my life. I wonder if he also had to say that in Mandarin, just to apologize.
Not to hurt people. The business.
Hey, as part of my apology tour, I got to tell you in Mandarin the hair transplant.
You don't want to hurt the business. So, because he can afford not to go to Turkey. Whoa. Oh, he really got the power alleys filled in. Like, look, as a non-wrestler, I thought John Cena had hair. Like, I saw him in that one movie with Leslie Mann, and like, he's around. Yeah.
We've done stories. He's a lovely guy with all this Make-A-Wish stuff.
Yeah.
I'd be cool never seeing him act again. He's a friendly guy, but he's a terrible actor. Yeah. So anytime I see him in something, I'm like, I don't enjoy this.
It takes you out of
that. Even that movie about they were protecting their kids' virginities at prom night.
Yeah, that's the one with Leslie Mann.
And he's
Cock Blockers. It's called Cock Blockers. Yeah. Yeah.
But he's the worst part. Like everyone else is like a credible actor.
He's in The Studio, which is so funny.
Yeah. But he's a great
Barinholtz.
Barinholtz.
Yeah.
All of these actors were very good in it. And then John Cena like does the eyebrow thing and he's like, and it's like, I appreciate you're a lovely guy, but like, you know. Stay in the shallow end, buddy. I don't need you to be in like comedies where you need to sell a line.
I agree with you. John Cena has a new look. thanks to a hair transplant he underwent last year, and he is fully embracing it. I like that these, like, Matthew McConaughey is not going to tell you he got a hair transplant, but he got one in the early days. You know who, I don't know if he talks about it or not, but he's got a great one, is the dude with the podcast. He's got the deep voice and he does the Reese's. Oh. Will Arnett. He was so bald. And now, great. Oh, look, he's got great hair. You know, it's...
I'll tell you, the best one I've seen in recent years,
yeah.
Because, that's a good one too. You know, there's a lot of soccer being played in my household because of my son.
Yeah.
The star of Liverpool, Mo Salah.
Oh, Mo Salah.
He was very bald the last couple of years. It's a full head of hair. S-A-L-A-H.
Yep, Mo Salah.
And you can look him up. He's got a thick head of hair now.
Oh, he really does. Oh, he's handsome. You know what he is? He's swarthy, Ed. This guy is swarthy.
He's handsome. But the island green was receding in a big way.
Yep,
and
yep.
it looks like a solid head of hair now.
Look, no, like we're
to Turkey.
Yeah.
And soccer players make a lot of money.
Yeah, they do. Oh, yeah. Oh, look, they're showing where they filled in the power alleys on this guy. Oh, yeah. He looks great.
What a great job, I think.
You know who I saw recently? I think it was a clip from the Theo Von podcast that Joaquin Phoenix was on.
Oh?
He's clearly rocking a piece, Ed. I mean, like, look, I know that I'm good at noticing these things, but I saw a clip of that and I had to actually...
He's going piece?
He went piece. Yeah. He let it go to... Now, hold on. He could, because he kind of has my hairline, right? Where it's like he's getting the island up here, you know? If you watch The Joker... Right? In The Joker, he's got a real peninsula there.
Yes. Yes.
What could be happening, and this is, you've seen this before. They'll cover it up with the piece while the Turkish regrowth comes in.
While they're doing their work.
Yes. Yes.
Like while the sod is catching its roots.
Yes. And they'll go back and while the sod is catching its roots. Exactly. That's a great example. Yes. That's a great metaphor, Ed. And they have to go back and fine tune it, you know, because then it comes in and they're like, oh, we don't like the hairline. And you can't just debut it until it's done. You know, look. This Mona Lisa, it took this man 4 years to paint this painting, Ed. And no one knew about it. You know, he's not just showing you a little bit at a time. He goes, here it is. When the Sistine Chapel, it's not just come on in and take a look. It's, you're going to see it when it's done. Michelangelo's David, he carved the thing, the dick, you know, he goes, hey, look, I'm not done with the dick yet, but you can see the rest. You can't do that. You just can't do that. So similarly, this Joaquin Phoenix, clearly wearing a piece. I would bet my remaining nut on it, okay? Like, this guy has got a hairpiece on.
Would you prefer he just puts like a little cone that says under construction right now?
Or
takes it off.
You go with the hat. I believe, wasn't David Spade wearing hats for a long time?
He was a big hat guy.
He was a big hat guy, and now he's not. And now, he looks like your lesbian aunt, him and Dana Carvey. They're both lesbian aunts on there. But
the dude's body count is ridiculous.
It's a level.
Unfortunately, he's a very charming.
Look,
dude.
I still got the number. Should I reach out and go and just send a text? First text in 5 years. Did you ever find out if David Spade was allowed to come?
Right. Some are still wondering. Some.
Who's that loud comer?
Sorry for the Patreon people that just can't hear the songs.
Many are wondering.
Is David Spade a loud comer?
Sent me one last story. Come into this.
Oh, tell
you
me.
Sent it to me.
Bonus story.
Eagles super fan Zach Bryan.
Oh, speaking of hair plugs, he's got gorgeous hair plugs.
Yeah. House never to play a concert in Kansas City again because the Eagles beat the.
Yeah, right. They won. Yeah, but I guess people are yelling something. Isn't there something that people yell to him during the thing?
I gotta say, I can't stand the Eagles and their fans.
The Eagles, yeah.
But I love this because he has the power. He doesn't need Kansas City.
Yeah.
So if they're getting mouthy with him, he's like,
fuck you.
guess what? Fuck off. Yeah. I'll never play in your place again. Yeah. And like, I like the sports pettiness because he can.
Yeah. Oh, I know. And he could also sell out three nights at, even though they supposedly hate him, he could sell out three nights at Arrowhead Stadium, no problem, because he's that fucking big of an act, you know? Like, but he's like, nah, fuck it.
Like, nah, fuck you. Yeah. You want to yell cheap shit at me? Then I'm out.
Go fuck yourself.
I love that. Even though I don't like the Eagles or their fans.
Yeah.
I love that.
I like that pettiness. I agree with you, Ed. You're absolutely right there. Okay. Let's do some voicemails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are useless shit. He's fat and got big tits. He's Manuel in Gardenia. Whoa, he's Manuel in Gardenia. Whoa.
Quick voicemail here.
Hey, ballers, this is Banana 6. I know that Brian was entrusted with this information, so Ed, you don't have to listen.
Remember last time Ben called in, he talked about, he's the official bowling correspondent of the show, and of course, the host of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast After Show, everyone knows that, and a medical doctor, the great Ben 906. He told us last time he called in, just shocking news in the world of bowling, that they're considering moving away from urethane balls to something else. And I were like, what the fuck is urethane? We had no idea what bowling balls were made out of originally. Now, maybe there's an update on that. Let's see.
For the next 35 or 40 seconds here. But Brian, so just thinking about the top earners, the top 10 earners.
Oh, then we asked. Okay. I said, because two-handed bowling, you got a fresh haircut. You got a nice looking fade on that head, Ed. Your head. You do it yourself. You do that yourself?
Yeah.
Hoy, you're pretty good at it. We said of the top 10, because the scourge of the bowling world is the two-handed bowler. Right?
Haven't they really crept in?
It seems like it. Yeah. It seems like
there's not just like one rogue guy. No. It's like a bunch.
Jason Belmonte was the one we were, the Aussie. The Aussie bowler, Jason Belmonte, which, dude, they bowl the opposite. You know, the toilet flushes the opposite direction and the horses run the wrong way in the circle.
The hand the wrong way, curls the other way.
So maybe they have to do it two-handed down there because they're at the bottom of the
Bart
planet.
Simpson. When he went to Australia, that was the first thing Bart did.
Just flush the toilet.
Yeah.
We asked, because I looked on the website and it didn't say two-hander, one. You know, it should be like right, left for a pitcher. It should be two-hander, one-hander for a bowler. And it didn't say, so we asked, you know, of the top 10, how many are two-handers? And he's going to let us know that right now.
PBA right now. The number is actually quite striking. Whoa. Two. Only two are two-handed bowlers. Ooh. But if you were to ask me who are in the top three earners, that number is still the same. All right, cue the baller. Love you, bye.
Two of the top three bowlers.
What are we doing?
Are two
what are
handers.
We doing?
No.
What Fuck are we
that.
Doing?
One of them's that fucking Jason Belmonte, for sure.
Yeah.
Unfucking believable. Keep us abreast, Ben. Graceful. We appreciate that. Oh, it appears I've closed my rundown here. Hold on. I'll just get it right back here. I'm just going to go to docs. I just get going on stuff. Emails. Okay. Hi, Brian and Ed. Apparently there was big news last week regarding the NFL Red Zone channel.
Yes.
Red Zone is moving to ESPN next year. My Twitter follow had some very clear and enlightening thoughts on Red Zone and the quote, over-the-top attention and very genuine panic it has derived, end quote. I was not informed if Red Zone is the, quote, future or if it is a, quote, superior product like YouTube TV, I will try to keep you both updated. My goal of full consistency continues. Thanks. That is from G-Fish. Yes. Big news, apparently, that this...
Yeah, people are all bent out of shape that Scott Hansen wouldn't be retained and Stephen A. Smith and
Scott Hansen is the is the guy that brings you
take
the
a seat. Yeah. No, it's something like
it that. It is Scott Hansen. That is the guy's name. Yeah. I just looking at Jay Stu's tweet right here. Yeah.
But
take a seat.
But have a seat.
Have a seat. No.
But yeah, people are thinking we're gonna get Pat McAfee and Stephen A. Smith talking up the Red Zone channel, because the beauty of that, it makes me nervous. Like, it's fine if I'm at a bar and the Red Zone channel is on.
Sure.
My son will just watch it and they're just cutting from game to game, and it raises the anxiety level.
I hate it.
But I would say the beauty of that is this guy doesn't get in the way. He's like, hey, we got a brewing situation over in Cincinnati. They made it to the 11-yard line. There's 12 seconds left. Yeah. Like, he'll just do that, but he won't bloviate. So I think a lot of people were afraid. ESPN has fucked up ESPN.
Yeah.
Are they going to fuck up something that people like?
I would be terrible at Red Zone, because I'd be like, oh, we're cutting to the Browns Dolphins right now. And by the way, speaking of Dolphins, how much do you think Norman Reedus makes a year? And he's fucking that chick with the hot feet. And then it's like 20 minutes later, the fucking game's over and I'm still talking about some bullshit.
Yeah, you know? I'd be waxing nostalgic about Webster Slaughter and Bernie Kosar and shit like that. And they'd be like, hey, we move on to the next
game. What about whatever happened to Brian Sipe? Speaking of the Browns, where's Brian Sipe these days? He was a quarterback named Brian. We didn't have enough of those when I was a kid.
I will say, you're not supposed to say what your favorites are.
Yeah.
My full consistency emails from G-Fish are the favorite part for me of every show. That's the best.
It's pretty funny. So I know about the Red Zone. I'm one of these guys. So I got the illegal app. I pay a guy. I know somebody that has like a black box thing. And so I have access to all the games plus Red Zone if I want it. I will say it's a little behind. So when my guy Max Muncy hits a home run and somebody's like, Max Muncy just hit a home run, I got to wait like 30 seconds to see it. So they kind of ruin all, and he hits one every night.
Yeah.
So it's like, that part kind of sucks, but I still, like, I've turned on Red Zone. I didn't know it had a host. I hear the guy talking. I didn't know it was the same guy. I don't care. But I'll just go through the games and I'll go, what's the most interesting game this morning? And I'll just watch that game. Because you know what? They show the fucking highlights during the game.
But it's right. But it's all about fantasy football. Oh, that everyone wants to know what everyone's up to. Yeah, so that's why it's so popular.
Hard pass.
But I will say, like, that dude does a great job of hosting.
He never takes a piss. He doesn't. I piss 30 times an hour. You know, I got to piss right now.
By the time this show ends, it's a beeline to the toilet.
Oh, yeah. Straight to piss. No, we've had to cut the show off because you had to piss sometimes because I've been bloviating. We go too long. Thank you for that, G-Fish. Did you guys see this? Offering a tax deduction for pet sacrifice. I guess this is one way to get rid of your wife's cat. This is from Matthew Richards, Ed. The Aalborg Zoo in Denmark, the happiest country in the world, Ed.
Yeah, this just cuts. You're getting a little bonus because this was going to be in the second part of the show.
Oh, was?
No, but that's fine. Matthew deserves.
Oh, I didn't this see it. Sorry. The Aalborg Zoo is asking pet owners to donate their unwanted chickens. Who doesn't want a chicken? It makes eggs. Unwanted chickens, rabbits, and guinea pigs to be fed to its animals to imitate what they'd hunt in the wild. Some experts applaud the zoo's efforts to maintain natural feeding habits, while others are mortified, a deeply and perverse and degrading mindset, one critic declared. Well, hold on a second.
I also saw they asked for if people had unwanted horses.
Oh, yeah. Well, what's a tiger? What's a tiger going to eat in? And you know what? Exactly. A horse does.
Chicken.
A horse eats a fucking lot. A horse eats a lot of hay and oats and shit. Right. You know, like tons of shit. And it gets old, and you can't ride it. It starts to get a sway back.
One of those bullshit dressage horses.
The dancing ones.
Yeah, the ones who are like clippity clop.
Yeah, they know how to dance. Yes. But look, you could either give them to the French. Who eat the fuck out of horses all the time, or you could send them off to the glue factory to make some Elmers, right? There's a horse right there on the thing, or you could let a fucking tiger. Look, this. Let's not forget Joe Exotic, the great Tiger King. He was feeding his tigers fucking expired salami. You know, like,
expired Walmart meat.
Yeah, we got the bologna. From the fucking Walmart. We're feeding it to Simba over here. It's like, what would you rather? Like, it's made to hunt. It's the greatest hunter. It's the greatest hunter in the wild that we have. It's the greatest hunter on this planet. It's a fucking, it's a dinosaur still roaming the earth. And what's it grab? It grabs fucking gazelles. It chases them down. You know, it eats shit. It eats live shit. It doesn't want to eat fucking bologna. I don't want to eat bologna. Disgusting. Yeah.
It would be funny if one of the dressage horses that they're like, he's never going to win a competition anymore. And you just, just told him, hey, Mr. Featherbottoms, just go in there and do your clippity-clop thing. And then tiger just mauls
him. Or the tiger comes to take him and he keeps fucking Barry Sanders in him every time. He gets closer. He's like, slips away, spin move, spinorama. Like, that would be great. Thank you for that, Matthew Richards.
Extra zoo for that.
I would love to see that. Yeah, there are always great clips of like there's one of this like beautiful, like majestic heron.
Yeah.
Lands in like a tiger enclosure and the tiger's like, oh fuck, there's a bird right there. And it just creeps up and fucking leaps on it and just eats it right there. Like that kind of shit. And there's one where a pelican lands in Shamu's pool and Shamu's swimming around there and gets super excited. He's like, oh, fuck yeah, a pelican, and just fucking eats it. Like that kind of shit I enjoy. There's one where a pelican eats a pigeon. Have you ever seen that one, Ed?
No.
There's a pigeon just right there, like, you know, like in near the beach, lands, and the fucking pelican just goes, just fucking look, nature's savage. And we need more of that at zoos. We need less salami and more fucking nature at zoos. Guys, when pursuing the Twitter, not X, this weekend, I saw a thread that was pretty entertaining called Onion Headlines That Still Occupy Space in Your Mind.
It was a great thread.
It is. There were a lot of ones that I recognized. Little League pitcher just gets fucking shelled. But then I saw one that I hadn't seen yet. Ugly man with huge penis unsure of how to get word out.
Great one.
Man, really had me thinking, what a tough spot. I mean, if you're in the NBA or something with an unfortunate mug, that's easy. But if you're just some average Joe, what do? Just wear sweatpants a lot? Pay someone to spread the rumor? When I saw the headline, the first thing I thought of was you guys and would love your thoughts. Love the show as always. That's from John in Houston. Well, I've said this a lot of times, Ed.
I just
want the rumor.
Finch and American Pie had the move. He paid Natasha Lyonne to just get the word out.
Yeah. Start the rumor. Get that rumor going. You got a big ass dick. You heard about the dick. You got a big ass dick. Now, this guy actually, now I just want the rumor. I do not have, I cannot back the rumor up. I got I'm one to the right. Everybody knows that. Like, but you know, you line all the dicks up left to right. You put the smallest dick on the left. You put this big John Holmes looking motherfucker on the right. My shit is in the middle and one to the right. It's just a little closer to the right than it is to the left, which is fine. I'm fine. I'm just a little on the right-hand side. I would like the rumor that I got a big-ass dick because women go, oh, you hear about Brian? Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's really.
There's a curiosity.
I guess he's back, and I guess he's really, I know. You know,
all you have to do, and I'm not saying this is why, but the way Pete Davidson spread like wildfire tells you all you need to know about women wanting to like check in.
Yeah.
What's with Kate Beckinsale? What is she seeing?
Yeah.
Like
that big ass dick.
Get that you get that thing going.
Big ass dick. Yeah. Yeah.
Get it going. I pulled up the Onion thread headline.
Tell me, read me a couple.
Four homeless people dead in what girlfriend refers to as cuddle weather. And she's on the couch with her boyfriend. suburban mom wows family with most androgynous look yet. There's so many good ones.
It's funny because you can picture it. You know these people.
The Onion. Look,
so consistent.
I love historically, like, I love everything about The Simpsons, and I'm happy everyone's getting paid. But, like, it's just not as funny as it used to be.
Sure.
The Onion will make you laugh, like, fucking today, like it did 30 years ago. The Onion is unparalleled in its consistency.
I agree. It's super funny. Okay, that is it for the regular show. Thank you for listening. Consider subscribing. If not, leave us a review, like, rate, review, whatever you can do. We appreciate you very much. But we have to continue on here only for the Patreon subscribers. So, Patreon people,